Well, clear across the country, there was a debate last night in Florida for the U.S. Senate seat currently held by Republican Marco Rubio. He's being challenged by Democratic Congressman Patrick Murphy. And joining us to talk about that race for this week's Senate Tracker is Patricia Mazzei, political writer for the Miami Herald. Hi, Patricia.
Hello, how are you?
I'm doing well. And it didn't take long last night for the presidential campaign to come up. Marco Rubio is standing by his endorsement of Donald Trump. Here's what he had to say.
And when it comes to this election, I've already admitted to you, these are two less than ideal options that we have before this country. I'm not arguing here that this is a race between Abraham Lincoln and George Washington. These are two deeply flawed candidates, which is why it's so important, as I've already said repeatedly, that we have a candidate for the U.S. Senate that, if elected, will stand up to these people. In this election, the only one that stood up to both candidates is me.
That sound courtesy of WMFE in Orlando. Patricia, how has Rubio's support of Trump factored into this race?
Well, he has maintained a lead throughout the summer, which is when he announced his reelection kind of late in the game. But it's always been narrow. And so what we are seeing right now is a potential ticket splitting effect where a lot of voters intend to vote for Hillary Clinton for president and Marco Rubio for Senate. But I think what you saw in the debate is that he's worried there might be some sort of wave effect on the Democratic side that could wipe out his lead. So he's had to position himself in such a way where he is a critic of both Clinton and Trump, even though he is saying he's still going to vote for Trump.
And what about Congressman Patrick Murphy, who has endorsed Hillary Clinton? Does that play a role in the race as well?
Well, it has opened this line of attack from Rubio where he says, you know, you would not be a good check on Clinton if she were the president. The Clinton campaign has been spending money in Florida for down ballot races. They have actually recently this week announced more money coming to Florida to benefit candidates, including Murphy. However, national Democrats were supposed to play a bigger role in this race. They had intended to spend a lot of money here, and they have been pulling back because Rubio continues to lead in polls. And so even though Murphy has been a loyal supporter of Clinton's, that might not be enough to get national Democrats to really spend heavily in a state that is so expensive.
One of the issues that came up last night was the Pulse nightclub shooting in Orlando that happened in June. And Congressman Murphy, in talking about that, called Senator Rubio anti-gay. Here's their exchange.
And the audacity that you have to say that you decided to run for the Senate after this Pulse nightclub shooting, when you've been one of the most anti-gay senators in the country and done nothing to prevent these tragedies from happening.
Nancy.
Excuse me. What's shameful is your effort to politicize a horrible tragedy for our country, which was a terrorist attack by radical Islamic terrorists that we could have defeated had it not been for people like you who continue to support these devastating cuts to our military, which you said would make us stronger.
How has the Orlando shooting and gun control fit into this race?
Well, if you noticed in that clip, Rubio didn't really address that anti-gay accusation from Murphy. Rubio opposes same-sex marriage, for example, and he was heavily criticized by the Murphy camp when he went to speak to evangelical pastors a couple months ago in Orlando. But Rubio used that speech to talk about how Christians should not judge the LGBT community, even if they don't believe that they should get married. As for gun control, Murphy has a TV ad here in Florida where he features one of the moms of one of the victims of the Pulse shootings endorsing him and talking about how he would be better to fight gun violence. Rubio has said, well, you know, I proposed a bill that would try to work around this, no fly, no buy idea where if you've been under investigation by the FBI for terrorism, you would appear on a watch list if you tried to buy a gun. So it's been an issue because the shooting happened in June and shortly after Rubio said he was going to run for reelection. And it was in Orlando that his friend, the lieutenant governor who was running for Senate, Carlos Lopez Cantera, told Rubio, you know, I think you should run. And that was one of the key moments where Rubio decided, I'm getting in this race.
What are the polls saying right now about the race in Florida?
Rubio has been up in the polls for nearly two dozen polls now. I mean, since the summer, he's up nearly 5 percentage points over Murphy. The polls show that Murphy remains unknown among a large swath of voters. He did not debate in the primaries against Congressman Alan Grayson. And so we had a University of North Florida poll recently show 36% of Florida voters don't know who he is. That number is even higher among Hispanics, especially Spanish-speaking Hispanics, who make up 15% of Florida's electorate. And Marco Rubio is Cuban-American and can speak directly to them. So Murphy's got some challenges here in the last 3 weeks of the race.
That's Patricia Mazzei, a political writer for the Miami Herald, talking with us about the Senate race in Florida between Marco Rubio and Patrick Murphy. Patricia, thanks.
My pleasure.